Sure. So the iToy was the idea was to plug a camera, basically a regular webcam, into a PlayStation. And as I mentioned, the PlayStation 2 had really great compute power and it was really good at computer vision. So we were like, what kind of experiences could you enable if you were actually just did plug in a webcam into a PlayStation? And we ended up with iToy, which is where you interact through your body in motion. And it was interesting because we sold about 11 million iToys total, but only about 1 million in the U.S., and most of them were sold in Europe. It was much more popular in Europe.
Hmm. Why do you think that was? I mean, you worked with a European partner on it, right? Logitech?
No, Logitech was one of the manufacturers, but probably the main reason is the technology was initially developed here, but then the experiences and the game studio that productized the game experiences was in London. So I actually moved to London for 3 months in order to transfer the tech knowledge over to the game studio and worked with them closely. And so it was a lot of the games were kind of more aimed at, I think, their own audience there.
Okay, so the iToy comes out, and it seems like this is kind of a path that leads to today, right, the VR. What other steps were along the way that led you to where you are today? What other technologies did you experiment with and try and bring to market or not?
Sure. So when I first started, we really were excited about color tracking of, like, objects. So we had kind of a wand tracker that would track a colored ball on the end of a stick. But it's really hard to make that reliable in different lighting environments. And so even though we were excited about the things you could do with that, what we ended up doing with iToy was more motion-based, moving your body. And we explored better ways to track moving your body. We looked at 3D camera technology. And we really got pretty far along. We actually were working closely with all the different 3D camera companies at the time. PrimeSense is the one that eventually ended up making Kinect with Microsoft. We were working very closely with them. And we came to a decision point within our company. We were excited about the kind of the tech aspects of it, but our game teams weren't as excited about making those kind of games, and they were more excited about the idea of having better, more specific tracking. And so we didn't end up going with the 3D camera technology, and we ended up going with what ended up being the PlayStation Move technology, which is tracking your hands in a very precise way. And that actually, didn't end up being as well known as Kinect at the time. But I still think it was better matched to our company. And what it did end up doing is turning into what is now the VR technologies that we have. So the way we were doing the tracking of these colored lights that were on your hand controllers also is how we do the head tracking for virtual reality. So it all ended up, I think, culminating in what makes sense, but along the way, it doesn't necessarily seem like it's going the way you would like it to go.